This is episode 8 of the podcast Cults and Kaiju, entitled Artifacts of the Gods. I'm your host, Trenton Payne. So after originally airing an episode speaking to whom we are calling Rin, as in the son of Emmy and Jimmy Misaki, I got a weird email from a religious organization asking to set the record straight on their church and beliefs. I said sure. The following interview is not the real person's name or voice. They gave me what they said was their real name and were happy to allow us to mention them on the air. I don't want to get sued later just in case, so I'm keeping them anonymous. We'll call my connection Tomoko. Thank you for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. It is the attempt of this phone conversation to show a better light on our organization so that people have a firm understanding of what it is that we do and what our beliefs are in the light of the Lord. This includes everything He looks over from the beginning of time, all the way until the Day of Enlightenment, where the whole planet will see the glory.
Yeah, let's take a step back and maybe a minute and have you explain how your church began, you know, like its founding members.
Our glorious founder is Emmy Hayashi. She is proud and true. She brought us all together like lost sheep and guided us to a better life. Something we could focus on, something to give us purpose.
And what was that specifically?
In its simplest form, our organization celebrates the existence of stairs.
I'm sorry, stairs, as in like steps?
Yes, that's correct. Stairs that lead to heaven. We, as a church, are constantly bettering ourselves to make ready for the one God. We hold ourselves to the highest rigor and training in controlling our animalistic urges, and focus on clarity and presence of mind.
So the steps are kind of metaphorical.
If you choose them to be. Consider for a moment that there are steps or stairs found all over the world that seemingly lead nowhere. Perhaps, where some of them lead is up to God.
Steps of stairs found all over the world. I believe there was an urban legend about that several years ago. Maybe it was creepypasta. Something about stairs were often found randomly in forests and nobody knows who built them? Did your group build any of these?
No, the only thing we build is brotherhood towards men and women. We simply study the stairs when we can, if we find them. We have photos. But steps are two-way, correct? So what if God made these stairs to help us get to Him, so He can come down and get to us?
Oh, that's really fascinating. Can we back up a second and talk about your founder, Emmy? You said Hayashi?
That's correct.
Is she the same person or relation to Emmy, the girlfriend or wife of someone named Jimmy Misaki?
There are certain things that our church keeps private and is only shared with members. You're moving into a topic that isn't necessarily true, but we are discreet within the church and don't try to pry open past lives.
Pry open past lives. That's an interesting term, and I don't want to press you on it. It's just that you have the same name, Heavenly Path, as an organization had in the 70s back in Japan, and your founder has the same first name, Emmy, as the previous church, and I'm just trying to connect the dots, if applicable.
I see. There is no reason to concern yourself. We do have former members of that collective in our church, but we have crystallized into something a little different. The goal is the same. Create a path to the one true sky God. So yes, our origins, it could be said, are from wise parents and grandparents from another era.
Can you speak about Jimmy Misaki and if he's still alive, what happened to him?
Once again, certain topics are just not discussed, as it is considered in poor taste.
Okay, let's take a look at your site and these stairs often seen in the woods. You think perhaps that God put them there?
That is only conjecture, but that doesn't mean it isn't true. Many people have reported that they experience weird feelings or sensations when around or standing on these steps, as if something big will happen in their lives if they actually climb to the top of them.
You mentioned earlier you have photos?
Yes, a few are on the site, but most of the important ones that have been verified are inside the church's records and sealed to the public.
Why is that exactly?
Imagine if you found a holy relic in a holy location in your lifetime and told people about it, then everyone comes to make fun of you, or worse, vandalize that which is sacred to you.
Makes sense. And you're saying you have some of these locations on record?
They are there. We keep guard over them like we keep watch over important people in our church. One is actually near you in the Pacific Northwest in the Olympic Peninsula.
Huh. I don't recall ever mentioning where I'm located on this podcast, but I suppose you could look that sort of thing up easily enough. Kind of curious as to how you found out about our podcast in the first place.
The World Wide Web. The World Wide Web has opened many doors to us and, of course, passages beyond that.
Have you experienced anything particular around these steps you found in remote areas? Be great to explain how they look.
Imagine something so incredibly sleek and incredibly accurate at all right angles, and made of very smooth material, and then covered in moss and even bird droppings, or dead animals, because it has existed for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
That would be something to see. Of course, sometimes dilapidated structures fall down, and all that's left are the fire escapes or concrete steps, especially if there was a fire. Are any of these steps you know of in populated areas?
All of them are in very difficult terrain to get to. None of them are connected to old buildings. If you were a member, you would not be so doubtful, and the meaning of our church would be in highest regards.
Are you expecting new members? I would assume your church survives off donations from your parishioners.
We need little money. We are spread out and very quiet, so overhead and the cost of running things is almost negligible.
How many are you in your church? I mean, is it nationwide, over borders into other countries?
We don't keep that information, and partly because we don't know ourselves. We don't keep tabs on our members, and they have many freedoms. We are not a cult. One day, should the right circumstances exist, we will congregate to a point in time and achieve worldly bliss beyond all measure.
If I reach out on your website, could I learn more about joining, about membership?
Of course, yes. The email is there. The process of joining is rigorous, though, and our elders will vote after you plead your case. If you are turned away, you can try again after following their ultimate wisdom and resubmit your application in 20 years.
So clearly the topic of Jimmy Musaki struck a nerve, because she kept evading him altogether. I felt like there are connections between the old cult and this new church. Tomoko never mentioned a hole in the sky for how Jimmy's father made the hole, and there would be a path there one day. Since Rin is way past 18, and the scarred X on his chest didn't open a gateway to God like it was supposed to, then perhaps the church reinvented itself into making the steps to heaven more literal? Something you could visit like a religious tourist? I know this was a creepypasta storyline a few years back, but I never imagined something religious would grow from it, or take its ideas for their own. Of course, at this point, I don't really know what happened with Rin when he did turn 18. Maybe there was a gateway open and we just didn't hear about it. Some of the images on the website are a bit creepy. One of them does look like something looking through the clouds. One collection of steps looks like it's in a field in front of mountains. I ran that image through AI detection and it said there's a 0% chance it was AI created. Some of these other images are obviously AI created. You could have seen these images for yourself, of course, by visiting www.heavenlypath.org, but guess what? 2 weeks after the interview, my assistant went back to the site and it appears to be missing. Tried several times on several browsers since then and nothing. No site, no other information on the web. Perhaps the new evolution of the Heavenly Path decided they wanted to be even more discreet, and advertising themselves on the web felt like a bad idea all of a sudden. Because yes, I would have absolutely tried to join. If that didn't work, I would have had my assistant try, and anyone else I could, to help us learn more about the Heavenly Path Church. Maybe they figured that out and decided to go underground. My only fear is that this podcast has quietly kicked a hornet's nest, and we should tread softly. Certainly, to avoid poking fun at religious groups we don't understand, but also being stringent on our guests' anonymity, should they themselves ever be put in jeopardy. On the next podcast, we're going to continue our journey with Rin as he gets closer and closer to his 18th birthday and the prophecy's supposed completion. Next time on Cults and Kaiju.